Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. Another good Friday. It's a beautiful Friday out there. I think that September weather might be, the best weather month. Am I wrong? Maybe March or April.
This is a controversial topic. I'm going to go on record and say that I love the weather in September, though.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah.
There's a really big day coming up here for the Annie Fry Show. Really, really important birthday. We've been making a lot of plans to celebrate, and I think that we're all pretty much ready. It's important to acknowledge these days and to, wouldn't you say, Ryan, really go all out?
I would say yeah, depending on whose birthday it is, but yes.
Yeah, Ethan's birthday is on September 12th. It's coming up here, and we're really looking forward to showering him with the praise he deserves, wouldn't you say?
That's why I had to kind of, you know, couch my enthusiasm, because I figured there was a twist coming.
What? His birthday is the 12th.
I know it's the 12th. I get the company emails.
I feel so loved right now.
We've been, you and I, spending a lot of money. You got to Venmo me.
Mm. Okay. Did you get a bouquet?
A what?
A bouquet.
That's not right.
Well, did you get him flowers?
No.
For his birthday.
Ethan doesn't want flowers.
You can't tell me. I'm here, guys. Yeah. You can't talk about this in front of me.
We were giving him cash. I was just waiting on you to send me the money.
Oh, that's kind of boring.
Mm-mm. Is it boring? No cash, Ethan?
I'm a boring guy. Okay? So.
I like it. Your birthday's the 12th and Ryan's birthday's the 16th. So we've got some September birthdays coming up. My anniversary is the 15th. So we've got quite a few celebrations here in the span of like 4 days.
Can I tell you something?
No.
Oh, God.
This morning, Hannah Gibbs came to me and was just catching up. We hadn't talked in a week or two.
Lovable
Hannah Gibbs.
Yes, you can listen to her on the Y98 Morning Show.
Y98 now.
She does the same stuff there that she did here.
It's exact same. Talks about Eric Schmidt all day.
And Ron DeSantis.
It's a little bit of a departure for them, but apparently it's going very well.
It's really part of our missionary work that we do here in middays on 97.1.
We are, yep. Doggone, I'm going to take that pitch. So Hannah was talking with me this morning, and she said, I know your birthday's coming up, because she's on the birthday committee here at Odyssey St. Louis. And I said, good to know, because, you know, Ethan,
she has a professional obligation
to
know.
You may not know this, but here at Odyssey St. Louis, we have a little birthday gift that we get from the company.
Well, full-time people have a birthday gift that they get from
my apologies. No. I thought it was everybody.
Nope. That's why Ryan was doubling the cash that's going to go into your
so
birthday
sweet.
Card.
That's right. Yeah.
Think of me like that.
But so she said, you know, hey, Ryan, I know your birthday's coming up, and we're all super excited about it, and I was glad to hear that. And then she said, isn't your birthday somehow associated with Annie's anniversary?
Aww.
And I said,
yes.
I don't think so. Why? Yeah.
The day before.
But it is. It's the day before. I completely forgot that.
Mine comes first because it's more important.
Yeah. No. Mine came first. Yeah. Mine came way before your anniversary.
And then seven. Ethan's birthday is even more important.
Yeah.
Which is why we're going to pull out all the stops.
Yeah. Which is what you're saying is Jesus' birthday is the least important.
No, that's the calendar year, the beginning of the calendar year, Advent. We go by the church year.
No.
Anywho, the YouTube live chat poll for today. Do you fly an American flag outside of your home? Yes or no? Is there an, if you fly, if you pull into someone's driveway and they have a flag outside their house, do you know something about those people?
Yes.
Is it an active political statement to put the stars and stripes out in front of your house?
Yes, it is. It shouldn't be. And I think that you can be a Democrat and fly it and not be saying the same thing as we're saying, but you just don't see that. So it's on you, Democrats. Fly flags more. It's your fault.
Yeah, that.
That's the poll. So if you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can vote there. We're going to take calls in the next segment. So in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to answer some of your phone calls. And this is what we're going to do. You can either comment on the poll question, which is about flying an American flag outside your house. Do you? And does that mean something politically? But the other thing that we're going to try to do is take your phone calls. And you are only allowed to say positive things about the candidate you support. And if you, do we have like a buzzer sound over there or something?
Oh, I'm sure I can come
up
with something.
Just see what you see,
you said something negative.
If you say something, if you are talking positively about your candidate, and then you start to talk negatively about the other one. And
nice.
And I hang up on you.
That's great.
Then we go to the next caller.
Okay. This is going to be, see, I think this is going to be a little more difficult than it seems. So it is a bit of a challenge to you if you're listening. Can you call in and just stay positive about your candidate? It doesn't have to be like personal. Things you like about their candidacy.
And you could say, you could call in and say positive things about Kamala Harris's economic plan. And that works.
Yes, you can. You can do that.
I won't agree. And I won't argue with you, per se. I might ask you some questions to elaborate on what you're discussing on both sides. But you can't call in and tell me how great Donald Trump is because he doesn't have a obnoxious cackle laugh like Kamala. Then if you say something like that, then automatically we will dump you. And you be gone.
Okay. So you can't get clever and be like, you know what I like about Donald Trump? Mm-hmm. He's not an idiot. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
So Ethan's got he has the buzzer. The buzzer is his. And if he, as the objective official here, decides, nope, that was a negative shot. If he hits that buzzer, then we have to hang up on you and okay. Take the next call. 314-241-9797. If you want to get in line to have those conversations, if we have a few people, we might take some before we go to break, but we're going to do that in the next segment. Call in and advocate for your candidate without talking smack on the other one. Let's see if it can be done. 314-241-9797. Might try to get a couple in before this break, but definitely in the next segment. Do you think that there are things that Kamala Harris offers to people who want to vote for her that can be articulated without talking smack on Trump? I think the easy thing to do is talk smack on Trump, but I don't think that people are often pushed to try to do the alternative.
As a thought experiment, I'm sitting here trying to think of what I would say about Kamala, and not as a conservative, but as a Democrat, what I would say about Kamala that I like, and most of it is superficial. Now, I'm not saying that has to be the case for you if you call in. That's what comes to mind as the talking points that I hear as a conservative people tell me that they like about Kamala.
Would it be easier to do for Joe Biden than for Kamala, in your opinion, Ryan?
No.
Okay.
I think we're dealing with pretty much the same thing. A lot of the same people, I mean, literally the same people went from Joe Biden's campaign / administration to Kamala's. So I think we're pretty much dealing with the same policies. But again, that's why this is an interesting experiment. And it doesn't mean you can't call in and not say things superficial. You can. We're not saying you can't do that. We're just saying you can't say negative things.
So, I mean, the challenge is going to be, and then it's quick. You're basically trying to create a 30-second, 60-second positive. I wish we could get some like flowery music to play under these. Maybe for the next segment. Is that too much?
Let's see if I can do that quick.
Just something. You know, the part of the campaign ad where you are seeing the full color pictures in the golden retrievers. That's the part. We're gonna skip the negative part where everything is in black and white, and it's the most unflattering picture of your opponent, the opponent that you don't really want to win, that you could possibly find. That's what we'll do. We got a couple people calling in here, so I'm going to get to that phone call here in just a second. I do want to report that the judge in the New York criminal trial, you know, the one where Donald Trump became a convicted felon, that political investment in-kind donation, sentencing has been delayed to November 26th, which you will note is after Election Day. We may not know who the winner is by then.
Oh, wow. That's big news.
That's happening right now. Will you pull up the TV right now? Jonathan Turley is talking with Fox News right now. Let's just listen to what he has to say.
It's not signaling this opinion. The decision is not surprising in two respects. One is, it was always controversial to have the sentencing before the election, and the judge clearly did not feel comfortable that he was ready to do so. But the second reason is the reason for that discomfort. The Supreme Court decision presented some very serious questions about this trial, and the judge knew he would be subject to an appellate review. It's clear that parts of the trial did run afoul of the Supreme Court decision. He allowed testimony of people like Hope Hicks to be entered, and that clearly fell within the privileged aspect of the immunity decision. So he has to essentially get this cat to walk backwards. He has got to try to find a way that evidence could be excluded, but the ultimate outcome be accepted. That's not as easy as people suggest. And he's got to create a record for that can withstand appellate review. So I think that the judge here is following the most cautious possible approach to say, let's hold off. It'll give me more time to look at the implications of this, and let's proceed after the election.
So in terms of proceeding after the election, it looks like the new sentencing date is set for November the 26th. But let's not forget, Professor, that just before then, on November the 12th, which is 7 days after the election, the judge is going to make a decision on a motion to vacate the conviction because of the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity. So do you think that date, that November 12th date, also played into Mershon's decision here?
I think it does. I think that all of this is being weighed together. I think that he believes that he can deal with the full range of issues here in terms of the sentencing issues, but also the continued viability of the conviction itself in November. I think all of those things, they're insular questions, but they're related to some extent. And the fact is that the judge said earlier, a sentencing, if necessary, reflected the fact that he understands that there might not be any sentencing because there might not be any conviction. He decides that the evidence in the trial corrupted the outcome. Now, many people are betting he will not reach that conclusion, but then he has to say why it did not corrupt the outcome, why it didn't taint the verdict. Hope Hicks and some of the evidence coming out of the White House at the trial must have had an impact on that jury. And she gave this very tearful testimony that received a lot of attention. And the prosecutors made reference to it in their closing argument. So you can't really separate these issues. I think that Mershon is giving himself a little bit of cushion of time. So he will make sure that when he issues all of these rulings, he's ready for an appellate review.
Jonathan Turley speaking on Fox News, reacting to this breaking news that Judge Mershon has delayed Donald Trump's New York criminal trial sentencing to November 26th after Election Day, which means no, it won't be on. I think it was September 18th might have been the date that was originally scheduled for censing, would have been dramatically impactful to the election cycle. Punted it past the election. So now we wait and see what happens. Come November 5th, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Kathy, Dirk, and Rich in line, ready to give us positive reviews on the candidate they support. We're getting music that we're going to play behind your campaign ad for your presidential endorsement. And the second that you say something negative about the other candidate, we're going to do this, and you're going to get dumped. So we're going to see if we can do it. Maybe when we come back, Ryan will give us an example of how this might go before we take the phone calls. So Kathy, Dirk, and Rich, you're up first. We've got a few lines open. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Come have a Friday afternoon conversation with us, and let's spread the positivity about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. We'll be right back.
Man gotta do. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. What a man
gotta do. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. As you heard, we've got the phone lines open right now, 314-241-9797, and here's your task, should you choose to accept it. You've got to call in the show. You can do one of two things. You can answer our YouTube live chat poll on the air with us. Do you fly an American flag outside of your home? Yes or no? And we want to know why. And the other thing you can do is call in and give a positive review of your candidate of choice, but you are not allowed to say anything negative about the other candidate. If you do say something negative, we hang up on you.
How optimistic are you in the people, Annie, that they can do this?
I really think that they can. I don't know if they want to. We'll see.
I'm not optimistic at all.
You don't think people can do it?
No. See, I was giving you an opportunity to buzz me there. Okay. Thanks.
I'm good at those things.
So we've got some music here. Give us an example. We're like throwing Ethan into the production.
Like, let's go.
Fire.
Bring it on.
I love it. You are going to give us an example of what this might sound like.
Yeah. So I believe that the reason to vote for Kamala Harris is that she has been an absolute stalwart on the border. I love what she has done in the last 4 years. And I'm not even going to call her border czar. That's a right-wing talking point.
That is negative.
Oh, doggone it.
So now I have to hang up on Ryan Wiggins.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we've got some music to help you along,
brilliant,
to make you feel like you're going to fall asleep at a spa.
Yeah.
Ryan spent the last 72 seconds trying to find us some
music. It's surprisingly difficult.
Yeah, 314-241-9797. Can you talk about your candidate in 60 seconds in only positive terms without insulting the other person?
Yes.
I hope we get people who can do who make the attempt for both sides.
I do too.
We can have a love fest for Donald Trump here. We'll try something different. But we will, as long as you're being positive, you get to stay on. You get 60 seconds. And we've got people lined up here to start the process. 314-241-9797. Two lines open right now if you'd like to join us. Kathy gets to go first. Kathy, you got something positive to say about your candidate of choice? This is so funny.
Hello?
Yeah, Kathy.
Kathy.
Do you want to give a positive endorsement? What do you got?
Okay. President Trump, when he first started back in 2015 or 16, whatever it was, when he would talk, everything he said are things I have said.
Yeah.
And so I never had a politician in my life actually make sense until he came down that
he sees
pipe.
You.
Yeah.
He sees you.
He gets you. Do you think, Kathy, that even though Donald Trump is a bazillionaire, that he understands what Midwesterners like you and me are dealing with right now with the economy?
Yes, I do. Because when he went to work for his father started him at the bottom. He was cleaning toilets when he was a teenager. He understands the value of a dollar.
Kathy, that was such a great phone call. This music is making me laugh, but that was a really nice endorsement of Donald Trump. Thank you for calling the show.
Okay.
All right.
Good job.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, here we go.
People are going to feel so chill at the end of the show.
Yeah.
They'll be sleeping with their radios on. That can't be bad.
But they'll feel good about...
No, not at all.
Maybe both candidates.
Wait a second. All right. 314-241-9797. Let's see if we can do this again. Dirk is on the line. Dirk, let's hear your positive thoughts on your candidate of choice.
Oh, of course. Call her Dirk?
Yes. You got it. Take it away.
Awesome. Happy to be here. Donald Trump is spectacular. I like how he handles foreign policy. I like his economic plan. He handles the border magnificently. Now, in his competition, Kamala Harris, she has a wonderful concept of the English language and how she's able to talk a lot and not really say anything.
I think that turned negative.
No.
That was positive.
Gotta let him go, Turk.
We didn't account for sarcasm.
I know, but when
that's
he said
be tough.
She can speak a lot, but she doesn't really say anything.
Then we knew.
We might know Dirk from the chat.
Okay.
Dirk is great.
Okay.
Dirk, we're not disagreeing with you. It's just not
no.
what we're going for.
No,
right,
there's an assignment. We got to stick to it.
Next week, we'll call and we'll say, you only get to complain about the other
only
one.
Only negative
call
things.
Back and we'll have some Nirvana or something in the background.
Same music.
We'll get same music. Yeah. All right. You think we could do another one here?
Yeah.
Rich has been holding online. Rich, do you have something positive to say about your candidate of choice here in the 2024 presidential election?
Yes, I do. I want to answer both questions. The first one's about the American flag flying in your yard.
Yeah.
I've got one big flag on a flagpole, and I've got 13 small flags going through my yard that just to show about support for those soldiers that lost their lives in the Middle East.
Mm. That's great.
And the other thing is, I seen on the news this morning that President Trump said that during the debate, he's going to let Kamala talk. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the best thing that he can do because we know what's going to happen. So I'm not going to beat on her.
What's
going to
happen?
Uh-oh.
What's going to happen,
Rich? What's going to happen?
She's going to make a pool out of herself.
Oh, no! Rich! Oh! Again.
I feel bad hanging up on these
people.
I
do, too. We're not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just got to keep it within the parameters of the day. Which is tough, which is why we're doing this.
I'm never going to do another thing on the show until the election.
Someone call or like listening in with no context. Like, what is this station right now? Probably is so confused on some of these things.
Doesn't anybody have anything only nice to say about Kamala Harris?
We thought you might.
314-241-9797. We love you too. We want to hear from you too. 314-241-9797. The second you go negative, though, we got the buzzer for you, and the bottom just drops out. We got two open lines here. Let's see here.
Most are full, but there are a couple.
Well, let's hold off on the music just because this Liz wants to come on the show and talk about the flag in her yard. So if we go into a positive endorsement, we'll bring the music in. Liz, you wanted to answer the poll question today. Do you fly an American flag outside of your home? Yes or no? Go ahead, Liz.
Yes, we have a flag pole and we fly the flag, the U.S. flag. I think Trump is—he's the man. He's who we need for president.
Is this an endorsement
for Trump?
You want to do a positive endorsement for Trump? All right, let's get the music in here to really send this message home. Go ahead, Liz. Let us have it. Tell us about the man.
He's the man.
Why do you like him? Do you have reasons?
He loves his family. He cares for people. He cares. He's a caring man. People don't see that, and I don't understand why people hate him.
I think that's I agree with that. I people definitely do spend a lot of time hating him, but I agree with everything you said. Liz, thank you for calling the show. It's good to talk to you. That's another good one. That's two.
All the way through. Okay.
Okay, let's see here. Dan's going to come on the line here. Dan wants to talk about the flag first. Dan, you've got the poll question here. Do you fly an American flag outside of your home, yes or no?
Yes, I do, definitely.
How come?
Just out of the patriotism. I love this country very much. This is the best country in the world.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Do you have an endorsement you'd like to give for one of these candidates?
I do.
All right.
I think Trump is fantastic. I think he's for everyone in this country, people of all walks of life, and I think he's the right choice moving forward. And I also want to say that Kamala, she's very pretty, and she's got a beautiful smile.
Well, there you go. Thank you. We don't have to hang up on you, Dan. We'll say goodbye. Thanks for calling the show. What? You got to turn
that
your
was great. I still, though, you know, if you are a Kamala Harris supporter, I feel like you might be intimidated to call into a conservative radio show
that we
would fight with you.
We got one.
Oh, okay. But this is your opportunity, so.
So let's talk to Sean. Sean, did you want to talk first about flying an American flag outside of your home?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do that first. Do you fly an American flag outside your home?
I do. A small one.
Not a huge one?
Not a huge one. I would do that, but I do feel like somebody might come back and, you know, not be happy with my pride in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have an endorsement for a candidate you'd like to share with us?
Well, I think Kamala Harris is a beautiful, young, talented woman of color.
Did you say
ish?
What kind of woman of color? Did you say non-talented?
No, he
was all positive.
Young, talented. Young. I thought you said non-talented.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like there's a silver, like, yeah. You know, there's something waiting on around the corner here.
Now, if we would have jumped the gun there and put the buzzer on that, that would have been very interesting.
Okay, what else about your... I'm pressing your guys' your limits here.
Okay.
Okay.
We're listening.
She's a beautiful woman of color-ish. We don't know which one.
Doesn't matter.
And... you know what? She has a gift of gab. And with that being said, there's really nothing else to be said. Donald Trump will be our next president.
All right. I think that's a pass.
I think he stayed within the parameters.
I think he
give
did.
Him the ding.
I'll say this. If it was a driving test, he was within the lane the whole time. But he was kind of swerving around within it.
It's a pass, but with one eyebrow raised.
Yes. Yeah.
Sean, thank you.
I'll settle for that. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you very much. All right. I got another one here for a positive for Harris. But
okay.
I think this one might be a little more sincere.
Like, yeah, that one. I got the sense that one was.
All right, Michael is on the phone with us. Do you have some? Do you want to give a positive endorsement? First of all, I think you're in a tornado. It seems very windy.
I believe that I'm already in.
Are you going to give an endorsement here?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I already feel like I'm probably in the tornado. It's a positive endorsement for Kamala because she gives us hope that we can move our way up on our back just like she has.
Yeah, we're not doing that one. We're not going to do that one. You have to turn your microphone on.
Sorry.
Are you new?
I
got to
pull the music up just because I love it. Ethan doesn't know this,
no.
But I can control the volume over here a little bit, too. And I've been kind of going up and down. You probably didn't even notice. It's when somebody's really getting into, like, and I really love this, I'll kind of swell it.
It's beautiful.
Okay, I'm going to try one more here. Ben, I want a legit one. And Ben is calling in with a positive note about Kamala Harris. Let's get your endorsement for Vice President Harris for president. Ben. Ben, are you there? Are you having second thoughts?
He was RFK. He doesn't know what to do.
Vote for me. Don't vote for me. Call my show. Don't call my show. Ben, can you hear us? I really want you to do this.
In about a minute, he's going to go, oh, that was me.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the radio.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Oh, yay! There it is!
Ben! We want it. We want your positive. Ed?
That's why.
Ben. There's a call screen.
Ben, I'm thinking, I'm hearing you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. All right.
Now we understand why you were not responding to Ben.
It makes total sense. Ed, give us your positive endorsement for Kamala Harris.
Kamala has the right take. She wants to tax the very wealthy. I'm in favor of that because I'm in the financial services business. And I can make a lot of money selling products to the very wealthy to help them avoid paying those taxes.
Wow.
So when she allows the estate tax limitation to come down, I can sell policies to people to help pay those estate taxes.
We need a ruling. Is this still positive? It's not.
It is positive.
Negative.
It's definitely not negative.
Oh.
It's positive for him.
It's positive and dripping with sarcasm.
Yeah.
But it is positive.
Are you voting for Trump, Ed?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Really, even to his own detriment, he's going to vote for Trump.
Yeah. Well, maybe not his own personal financial situation as it is right now. All right, this is where the part in the show where I have Tim, Jim, Brad, Karen, and Christine with one line open, and the question is, Wiggins America be or not the bee, or more phone calls? And Ryan, it's your segment.
Well, here's the deal. We pretty much have the rest of the day for be or not the bee. We have a whole bunch of people waiting on the lines right now. Think I'll give them the deference.
Ryan's the man of the people. We will continue to take your phone calls. So, like I said, Tim, Jim, Brad, Karen, and Christine, don't go anywhere. Someone scoop up that 314-241-9797 open line. We'll do one more segment of positive only endorsements. Somebody seriously has to be out there who wants to give an honest,
we're not,
positive
endorsement. I mean, we're having fun.
We're, yeah.
So,
we're not going to pick on you. We'll listen to what you have to say. Absolutely. We respect everybody who listens to the show. We're grateful that you do. Give us a call, 314-241-9797, in case anyone drops over the break. Snag that line. We'll be right back. I'm sure.
So I give a 6455-9797.
I know you're probably tuning in right now thinking, oh, it's 12:45 on a Friday. It's be or not the be time. But Ryan has made a decision today. He's leaving us. Just kidding.
Hey-o. Yeah, leaving this earth.
What? What a bad way to find out that would be.
Yeah, wouldn't it be?
The be or not the be, we'll do it a little bit later in the show, probably 1:45. And so we're going to cover that. But we've been taking phone calls right now. We've got a full board of phone calls. And what we are attempting to do is bring you on so that you can give a positive endorsement for your candidate. For Trump, for Harris, you call in, you tell us the positive reasons why you support your candidate, and in the event that it ends up turning negative, we're going to give you and hang up on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the positive vibes.
And in the spirit of positivity, I want to let you know that I am leaving this earth to become an astronaut. I'm very excited about that.
You can go get those two guys, that man and that woman.
That's the idea.
They're sending you?
Yep.
That should work.
Yep. And I have no training. It's going to take me about 8 months. to get up there.
You think you're going to get it done in 8 months?
I think so. Yeah. Well, I'm a fast learner and I am physically fit. And that's why
is this two truths and a lie? What's the next one?
The one lie was I'm not becoming an astronaut.
So are you going to do the show while you're training, or is this it?
We're gonna let him think he is. He's gonna call into the show.
What am I doing that I'm out doing something that I think I'm becoming an astronaut for 8 months and I'm calling in every day?
We have a full board of phones, so I want to get to this since Ryan has ceded his time here in his traditional Wiggins America slot. We'll do that an hour later. It is Wiggins America Eastern time. Mountain time. We did this last week and I can't remember. And
yeah, I don't remember either.
314-241-9797. We don't have a line open right now, but there may be some that become available throughout the segment. So if you want to call in and give a positive only endorsement for your candidate of choice, you can do that. If you go negative, we hang up on you. The YouTube poll for today is also, do you fly an American flag outside of your home? Yes or no? So we're curious about that. We want to start with Karen because Karen has a positive note about Kamala Harris, and she wants to give that to us here today. Karen, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show.
Sure, no problem. You know, Kamala, she's given me quite a bit of joy. I really see where she's going for the future. I mean, she is like a doctor. She doesn't want to do any harm. First, do no harm. She is all about making sure that we don't go back. That seems to be the big message, and I can't imagine who would want to go back. Let's focus on her price controls. I mean, if you really think about it, it's a genius idea. If there's price controls and all the prices stay the same at this point, then nobody has to spend more, you know? And so think about it. You'll make the money that you make now. At least you won't have a decrease in money because all costs will be the same, right? So we won't go back. People won't have to make less money. It's genius.
A quick question for you, Karen. That was very well done. Very well done. Positive endorsement for Kamala Harris. But if all the prices are forced to stay the same and the profit margin goes down even more, because grocery profit margin is not high, if the profit margin continues to decrease and businesses have to cut jobs, is that a problem?
Well, I just don't see by her plan how the profit margin can go down, because if everything's going to stay exactly the same, then people will keep their existing job and they won't get a raise. But hey, at least we won't go back, right?
Go back to what?
What she thinks is the past.
Her 3.5 years as the vice president?
Yeah, I guess, like I said, her idea is first do no harm. So I guess at this point, I mean, you can't blame the last 3.5 years on her. That was all Biden. And she's saying, basically, she's saying, like I said, a doctor, first do no harm. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go back, right?
Would you have voted for Joe Biden?
No.
No? What is the big difference? I think that this is an interesting conversation. What is the big difference between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
She supposedly has her mental capacities.
What about policy?
Policy, I think you mistake me for somebody who's actually voting for Kamala Harris.
You did so well. You did so well, Karen. Thank you. So high five to you.
Let me try Trump.
All right, get that music
back in the
room.
I can't believe you did. You had me fooled.
Do you know what? I was trying so hard not to argue with her because she was doing so well.
I know.
Because the point is, it's hypocritical. Nothing. You can't not go back and put price controls on everything. You can't.
That was so
good. Now, let me tell you why I'm voting for Trump. Because out of the Obama years, I got a... Now, granted, I didn't have a raise all through the Obama years. I work as a contractor, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a raise. When Trump came into office, I got a 25% raise.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Joe Biden came into office, I make 8% less than I did under Biden.
That's starting to sound negative, though.
And everything's...
those are the facts.
I mean, okay, here. I'll just take the music down. Now you're just having a conversation.
Yeah, we're
outside the parameters now.
No, I think you're exactly right. And what people don't understand is, like, if your income isn't going up, but prices are dramatically going up, you are getting a pay cut, for sure.
Hey, you know what? During the last 3.5 years, my kids have had to come to me for help. During the Trump years, they did not have to come to me for help.
Man.
So I feel bad for them. They make a lot less than I do, and they are struggling every day to get through this economy.
Karen, thank you for listening to the show, and thanks for calling us today. It's great to speak with you. Take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, the genius of Karen is that she sounded like real talking points.
They were just talking points, though.
But they were just talking, and when you ask a question, they just kind of fell apart.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pick apart Trump supporters when they call in, so I'm specifically
trying to be fair.
Do their positive thing. Because listen, I understand that if you're a listener to the show and you hear anybody call in and speak in just talking points, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And she sounded like...
Tricked me.
She was in... She should be in the Kamala Harris campaign. She made more sense than they do. Bob says he's got positive notes about Trump and Harris. Bob, which one do you want to do first here? Because if you go negative on one, we're going to have to not hear the other.
Oh, we can do President Trump first.
Do Trump. Okay.
I think he's the right man for the job. A lot of his beliefs and what he's wanting to do is kind of...
And we didn't buzz him.
Think we were better. You know, we were better when he was president. And I think give him a second term, I think he'll do just as well.
I think that's a good one. All right. Shifting into Kamala Harris. You think you can do a positive endorsement for Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I think I can.
All right, let's...
I got a couple points.
Let's
One
hear it,
is,
Bob.
She's, you know, from all the stuff that they say about her, you know, she does resonate with a lot of people. She is easy on the eyes. You know, I'd give her an 8 out of 10. And if the rumors are true... What people are saying about her, you know, with her... rise and prominence and you know, rise in her political set, you know, she is machine.
It's starting to sound negative.
I'm anticipating for the sake of the children listening right now.
I think trying to spin that into a positive is where we're going to have some trouble.
I can do a positive one for Kamala Harris. Then he goes, and I'm like, we get 8 seconds of silence here. All right, let's go. Officer Gary, positive note about Harris. Can we get a legit one? Is this you? We'll see. Let's go for it, Gary. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, this is Officer Gary. I really think Kamala would be a great artist, a canned laughter artist, if they could just record her laugh and use it as a canned laughter.
Uh-huh.
She's got a wonderful smile. I think she'd be great in toothpaste commercials. And then I think she'd be great at, if she were a restaurateur, and she could open a Indian soul food fusion restaurant.
An Indian soul food fusion restaurant.
I'd eat there.
Is that up your alley?
Actually, yeah.
All right. I think that's a overall net positive one. Okay. Tim, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you have a positive endorsement for Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
I have one for both, but Annie and Brad, happy Friday to you both.
Thank you.
Often say perception becomes reality. Recently, Donald Trump has received endorsements from RFK, as you guys have both mentioned, and my favorite, Tulsi Gabbard, the beautiful Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. And so that has now convinced me to vote for Mr. Donald Trump a third time.
Okay.
And so moving over to Kamala Harris, yes, I gotta say, yes, that's really it. On the other hand, her sister is beautiful. She has a very, very beautiful sister. And I gotta say, at the convention, my eyes were blown away.
All right. Happy. Thank you, Tim.
Beautiful.
I don't believe that there's nobody out there.
We're getting a lot of them about Kamala's looks and not much else.
If you're calling in to do something original, that one's been done.
Christine, you want to talk about flags? I think we could set the music aside for this. Our YouTube live chat poll for today is, do you fly an American flag outside your home, yes or no? We got about a minute left, Christine. What do you think?
I fly two flags. I fly the American flag and the gay flag.
Yeah.
And that does say political to me is that America has allowed me to be me and my wife. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I believe he loves this country. And then that means to me that he loves me. He's going to care for me.
Get that music.
Oh, sorry. The music coming back. Sorry.
Good job, Ryan. That might have been one of the best ones we did.
Oh,
Christine.
God. There.
You did a great job. You're a Trump supporter?
Absolutely.
And you have no problem flying both of those flags out in front of your home?
No, I do not. They are huge flags.
And you're proud
They're
of both
small.
Of them? Yeah.
I absolutely am.
Well, Christine, thank
you. America has allowed me and my wife to be married and be who we are.
Christine, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate you listening to the show and weighing in today. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
How's it going?
I would say that was that one hit both questions with one answer. It's the only one that did that.
Yeah. It's a great production. Oh, man.
I feel like we've done a great job here with this music special.
Yeah. I bet that was the part you contributed.
That was the part I did.
Oh, man. Ask Us Anything coming up in the next hour. And, boy, that was fun. Stick
around.
That was cool. More Annie Fry Show in just a few minutes. I know you're probably tuning in right now thinking, oh, it's 12:45 on a Friday. It's be or not the be time. But Ryan has made a decision today. He's leaving us. Just kidding.
Hey-o. Yeah, leaving this earth.
What? What a bad way to find out that would be.
Yeah, wouldn't it be?
The be or not the be, we'll do it a little bit later in the show, probably 1:45. And so we're going to cover that. But we've been taking phone calls right now. We've got a full board of phone calls. And what we are attempting to do is bring you on so that you can give a positive endorsement for your candidate. For Trump, for Harris, you call in, you tell us the positive reasons why you support your candidate, and in the event that it ends up turning negative, we're going to give you one and hang up on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the positive vibes.
And in the spirit of positivity, I want to let you know that I am leaving this earth to become an astronaut. I'm very excited about that.
Are you going to go get those two guys, that man and that woman?
That's the idea.
They're sending you?
Yep.
That should work.
Yep. And I have no training. It's going to take me about 8 months. to get up there.
You think you're going to get it done in 8 months?
I think so. Yeah. Well, I'm a fast learner and I am physically fit. And that's why
is this two truths and a lie? What's the next one?
The one lie was I'm not becoming an astronaut.
So are you going to do the show while you're training, or is this it?
We're gonna let him think he is. He's gonna call into the show.
What am I doing that I'm out doing something that I think I'm becoming an astronaut for 8 months and I'm calling in every day?
We have a full board of phones, so I want to get to this since Ryan has ceded his time here in his traditional Wiggins America slot. We'll do that an hour later. It is Wiggins America Eastern time. Mountain time. We did this last week and I can't remember. And
I don't remember either.
314-241-9797. We don't have a line open right now, but there may be some that become available throughout the segment. So if you want to call in and give a positive only endorsement for your candidate of choice, you can do that. If you go negative, we hang up on you. The YouTube poll for today is also, do you fly an American flag outside of your home, yes or no? So we're curious about that. We want to start with Karen because Karen has a positive note about Kamala Harris, and she wants to give that to us here today. Karen, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show.
Sure, no problem. You know, Kamala, she's given me quite a bit of joy. I really see where she's going for the future. I mean, she is like a doctor. She doesn't want to do any harm. First, do no harm. She is all about making sure that we don't go back. That seems to be the big message, and I can't imagine who would want to go back. Let's focus on her price controls. I mean, if you really think about it, it's a genius idea. If there's price controls and all the prices stay the same at this point, then nobody has to spend more, you know? And so think about it. You'll make the money that you make now. At least you won't have a decrease in money because all costs will be the same, right? So we won't go back. People won't have to make less money. It's genius.
A quick question for you, Karen. That was very well done. Very well done. Positive endorsement for Kamala Harris. But if all the prices are forced to stay the same and the profit margin goes down even more, because grocery profit margin is not high, if the profit margin continues to decrease and businesses have to cut jobs, is that a problem?
Well, I just don't see by her plan how the profit margin can go down, because if everything's going to stay exactly the same, then people will keep their existing job and they won't get a raise. But hey, at least we won't go back, right?
Go back to what?
What she thinks is the past.
Her 3.5 years in the as the vice president?
Yeah, I guess, like I said, her idea is first do no harm. So I guess at this point, I mean, you can't blame the last 3.5 years on her. That was all Biden. And she's saying, basically, she's saying, like I said, a doctor, first do no harm. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go back, right?
Would you have voted for Joe Biden?
No.
No? What is the big difference? I think that this is an interesting conversation. What is the big difference between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
She supposedly has her mental capacities.
What about policy?
Policy. I think you mistake me for somebody who's actually voting for Kamala Harris.
You did so well. You did so well, Karen. Thank you. High five to you.
Let me try Trump.
All right, get that music
back in the
room.
I can't believe you did. You had me fooled.
Do you know what? I was trying so hard not to argue with her because she was doing so well.
I know.
Because the point is, it's hypocritical. Nothing. You can't not go back and put price controls on everything. You can't.
That was so
good. Now, let me tell you why I'm voting for Trump. Because out of the Obama years, I got a... Now, granted, I didn't have a raise all through the Obama years. I work as a contractor, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a raise. When Trump came into office, I got a 25% raise.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Joe Biden came into office, I make 8% less than I did under Biden.
That's starting to sound negative, though.
And everything's...
those are the facts.
I mean, okay, here. I'll just take the music down. Now you're just having a conversation.
Yeah, we're
outside the parameters now.
No, I think you're exactly right. And what people don't understand is, like, if your income isn't going up, but prices are dramatically going up, you are getting a pay cut, for sure.
Hey, you know what? During the last 3.5 years, my kids have had to come to me for help. During the Trump years, they did not have to come to me for help.
Man.
So I feel bad for them. They make a lot less than I do, and they are struggling every day to get through this economy.
Karen, thank you for listening to the show, and thanks for calling us today. It's great to speak with
you.
Take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, the genius of Karen is that she actually sounded like real talking points.
They were just talking points, though.
But they were just talking, and when you asked a question, they just kind of fell apart.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pick apart Trump supporters when they call in, so I'm specifically
trying to be fair.
Do their positive thing. Because listen, I understand that if you're a listener to the show and you hear anybody call in and speak in just talking points, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
And she sounded like...
Tricked me.
She should be in the Kamala Harris campaign. She made more sense than they do. Bob says he's got positive notes about Trump and Harris. Bob, which one do you want to do first here? Because if you go negative on one, we're going to have to not hear the other.
Oh, we can do President Trump first.
Do Trump. Okay.
I think he's the right man for the job. A lot of his beliefs and what he's wanting to do is kind of...
And we didn't
I
buzz
just
him
think we were better. You know, we were better when he was president. And I think give him a second term, I think he'll do just as well.
I think that's a good one. All right. Shifting into Kamala Harris, you think you can do a positive endorsement for Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I think I can.
All right, let's
go. I got a couple points.
Let's hear it, Bob.
She's, you know, from all the stuff that they say about her, you know, she does resonate with a lot of people. She is easy on the eyes. You know, I'd give her an 8 out of 10. And if the rumors are true...
I don't know where you're going.
What people are saying about her, you know, with her rise and prominence and, you know, rise in her political... You know, she is...
It's starting to sound negative.
I'm anticipating for the sake of... children listening right now.
I think trying to spin that into a positive is where we're going to have some trouble.
I can do a positive one for Kamala Harris. Then he goes, and I'm like, we get 8 seconds of silence here. All right, let's go. Officer Gary, positive note about Harris. Can we get a legit one? Is this you? We'll see. Let's go for it, Gary. Oh. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, this is Officer Gary. I really think Kamala would be great artist, a canned laughter artist, if they could just record her laugh and use it as a canned laughter.
She's
got a wonderful smile. I think she'd be great in toothpaste commercials. And then I think she'd be great at, if she were a restaurateur, and she could open a Indian soul food fusion restaurant.
An Indian soul food fusion restaurant.
I'd eat there.
Is that up your alley?
Actually, yeah.
All right. I think that's a overall net positive one. Okay. Tim, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you have a positive endorsement for Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
I have one for both. But Annie and Brad, happy Friday to you both.
Thank you.
Often say perception becomes reality. Recently, Donald Trump has received endorsements from RFK, as you guys have both mentioned, and my favorite, Tulsi Gabbard, the beautiful Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. And so that has now convinced me to vote for Mr. Donald Trump third time.
Okay.
And so moving over to Kamala Harris, yes, I got to say, yes, that's really it. On the other hand, her sister is beautiful. She has a very, very beautiful sister. And I got to say, at the convention, my eyes were blown away.
All right. Happy. Thank you, Tim.
Beautiful.
I don't believe that there's nobody out there.
We're getting a lot of them about Kamala's looks and not much else.
If you're calling in to do something original, that one's been done.
Christine, you want to talk about flags? I think we could set the music aside for this. Our YouTube live chat poll for today is, do you fly an American flag outside your home, yes or no? We got about a minute left, Christine. What do you think?
I fly two flags. I fly the American flag and the gay flag.
Yeah.
And that does say political to me is that America has allowed me to be me and my wife. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I believe he loves this country. And then that means to me that he loves me. He's going to care for me.
Get that music.
Oh, sorry. The music coming back. Sorry.
One job, Ryan. That might have been one of the best ones we did.
Oh,
Christine.
God. There.
You did a great job. You're a Trump supporter?
Absolutely.
And you have no problem flying both of those flags out in front of your home?
No, I do not. They are huge flags.
And you're proud
of
both
of them?
Yeah.
I absolutely am.
Well, Christine, thank
you. America has allowed me and my wife to be married and be who we are.
Christine, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate you listening to the show and weighing in today. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's a good one.
I would say that was that one hit both questions with one answer. It's the only one that did that.
Yeah. It's a great production. Oh, man.
I feel like we've done a great job here with this music special.
Yeah. I bet that was the part you contributed.
That was the part I did.
Oh, man. Ask Us Anything coming up in the next hour. And, boy, that was fun.
Stick around.
More Annie Fry Show in just a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.